Some of them don't expect their lives to see, they expect to see past age 18.
James Stevens works with Buffalo Peacemakers of Western New York and Back to Basic Ministries. The organizations work to protect students from violence, offering mentoring and ministry.
They come to school not for education only, but for safety out of the neighborhoods with the hope that, right, they see another hour, another day, another minute, and things of that nature. And
Stevens sat with other Peacemaker members inside the Regal Cinema Theater on Elmwood Avenue. They help escort students on different events to make sure they stay safe. He was joined by Matthew Brown, a senior member of Peacemakers, and also works with the Fathers Organization. That stands for Fathers Armed Together, to help educate, restore, and save.
We try to mentor them so they can become better kids in life. From, you know, they come up and they had bad things going on with them in their homes and in school. So we try to mentor them so they can become better kids in life. And so they can grow up to be men and women, and they can be able to do some of the things like we do and help the younger folks that's coming up.
The Peacemakers offer stark lifestyles of some of the school children living on the East Side. Some, they say, are homeless. Others are trying to help support their own families.
How really they're the important force in their own homes, that being a provider at age 18, 17, 16. They're putting food, they're paying bills, light, gas, rent in circumstances. And when you talk to them about education again, and that it will be that pathway to get out of this circumstance of poverty, then they look at you with a certain apprehension, like, you really don't know what I'm going through.
Peacemaker member Larry Chappelle is also with Mad Dads. He truly believes in ministry as helping struggling youth.
I would say put God first over everything. Then everything else will come right in. And bringing people together. Peace is like bringing people together.
But all three men say too many youth programs like PAL and Junior Achievement have been cut through the years. They also say there are not enough community centers open for inner-city children. From their view, they highly recommend restoration of programs and more positive places for youth to gather. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.